Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show. Our theme, Christianity and its relationship to politics and pop culture. Speaking of politics, speaking of pop culture, are you finding the news confusing lately? Well, be at ease. Your old pal Bob is going to navigate you through. Most of it is about learning the correct lingo. Yes, it's time for the latest edition of Politically Correct Lexicon. But this is a special lexicon. We will not only define words, we will also define popular phrases. Are you ready? Our first word, safety. That's a word politicians use when they want to control you. Stand down. That's a word politicians use when they're no longer claiming to care about your safety. Mainstream media. That is defined as news organizations which, by an incredible coincidence, mirror the talking points from the Democratic Party. What is the definition for extreme right-wing news? Well, that's news organizations that actually report the news, but do so only because they are racist and xenophobic. Moving on. What is the definition for diversity? Making sure your ideas are never original and always in agreement with any new leftist idea, be it political or sexual. If you do that, you will be a person who believes in diversity. And an opposite word, intolerance. Well, an intolerant person is somebody who allows diversity. That is diversity of opinion. Tolerating any viewpoint that is not politically correct is actually not tolerance, it's intolerance. Well, how's it going so far? See how easy this is? Not as difficult as you would have thought. And don't worry, it will get even easier. Our next word, border. Something every country in the world should be allowed to have except the United States. Now, try to guess this next one for yourself. National language. That's right, something every country in the world should be allowed to have except the United States. What do they win, Don Pardo? What? They want to play some more? Okay, here we go. The next definition, wall. A wall is a means of appropriate protection if it encloses the Beverly Hills mansion of an actor who speaks against walls. However, it's an expression of racism and xenophobia if put up on America's border. See how it all works? And what's our next category? Well, I'll take elections for 12, Johnny. Okay, elections. Define the word basement. A basement is a campaign strategy for a candidate whom you don't want out on the trail doing any real campaigning because in so doing, he might actually say things. This works best when the election has been fixed and the candidate doesn't really need to campaign. Staying with the subject of elections, proof that Dominion machines are above board and reliable. Well, a spokesman for Dominion said so. Fair elections. Fair elections is a new term coined for federalized elections which ignore the Constitution and do not allow states to make sure every vote is legal and every vote is from an actual American citizen. Moving on. What do we call a black man in handcuffs? Racism. What do we call a white man in handcuffs? An arrest. And what is the definition of sin? Well, sin is the reason many people don't believe in God. And what is the definition of Fauci? Well, that is the reason many people decided somebody maybe is God after all. In that same vein, what does following the science mean? How do we follow the science? Well, it's easy. You just assume any doctor removed from YouTube is unscientific, even if he's from Johns Hopkins University and peer-reviewed in prestigious medical journals. What is multiculturalism? That's the new segregation, such as African Americans demanding their own dorms at universities, not to be confused with the old segregation of the South when African Americans were forced to have separate colleges. In a similar vein, critical race theory. The view that only people with a certain skin color can be racist, such as all white people. And while we're on that subject, what do you call a person who points out the obvious racism of critical race theory? Well, that person, of course, is a racist. And if he's white, you would have already known he was a racist before he even said anything. Our last two, flip-flop. That's a Republican breaking a campaign promise. Evolution. That's a Democrat breaking a campaign promise. This is Bob Siegel making the absurd absurd, and in so doing, making the obvious obvious.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.